But to get an expert opinion on it, let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Welcome in our good buddy Brandon Godden, play-by-play voice of your Braves for Bally's, along with CJ Nikowski and all the rest of the boys. Brandon, appreciate the time as always.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.
All right. So let's start with what happened last night. I was just waxing poetic about how, you know, Brandon, with such few games left and to be in the hole that you're in, two games wild card spot, to not be able to take advantage of a Miami team that was selling off all of its parts, and you lose a really, really heartbreaking one, 4-3, it almost feels like two losses.
Yeah, it does. Opportunity missed. There's no other way to put it. And it's the same for that first loss in Cincinnati. It's the same for some of the other losses that have been close over the last 4 weeks, where the Braves just feel like they can't quite get over the hump. You know, I know you talked about it, and the obvious good news is that you do get the Mets at home for three, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So here's the deal. If you can just hold serve or gain a game going into that series, ideally you gain a game. So if the Braves can win these next two, and let's say that the Phillies and Mets split over the next 2 days, then you've got the Mets coming to your park, and you're only behind them one game. If you win two out of three, you own the tiebreaker over the Mets. So essentially, you have, if you can do that, then you take over that third wild card spot, and then you've got one series left against the Royals, and you hope that you can take care of business. Right now, is it a tall task? It is a pretty tall task, but certainly the Braves are not out of it by any stretch of the imagination, and the big reason why is because the Mets come to Truist Park with three games.
How much of a shot in the arm is it to get Ozzy back? I don't even care what he does at the plate or what he does in the field, Brandon. Just from the leadership and the cohesion standpoint that this team needs its ace back.
Yeah, and that's what the guys were saying down on the field yesterday is, look, Ozzy's been around the team because he's that kind of guy. He's going to hang around the team even when he's injured. But to have him put on the uniform and the cleats and go out there and be in the starting lineup, that was a different feel yesterday. The batting practice down by the cage, he just adds so much levity and humor and injects life to the team. He did not obviously provide the spark you were hoping for offensively. He didn't get a hit, although he did put the ball in play and took some good swings. But, yeah, I mean, his presence is big. And everybody's wondering, can Austin Riley make it back? Well, it's not looking like it's going to happen anytime, Lynn, these final eight games. You just cross your fingers that if the Braves get in the postseason, somehow he can get back. But even if he doesn't, because you've gotten such solid defense from Gio Urshela over at third, you feel like with Ozzy coming back, now you got Whit Merrifield as a utility guy that you can use in a pinch-hitting role or a substitution role, that it does help everything top to bottom.
How great has it been to see Michael Harris really showcase, especially from a power standpoint, something that I think before this season got derailed for him a little bit, what we all thought this year could have been?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think that people now have forgotten about that 60-day IL stint for him. He strained that left hamstring back in June against Tampa. He missed over 50 games. That's over 30% of the season. And so it took him a while to get his sea legs back under him. But, yes, I mean, the last 10 games, 17 hits, 6 homers, 10 RBI. So, look, that's the Michael Harris that burst onto the scene a couple years ago when he won the Rookie of the Year award. And if he can continue, that's a pretty hot pace that he's on right now, but if he can just provide even something a little less than that with the great defense he plays out in center field, he just really helps solidify the top of the lineup and the outfield defense, and it's just so important for Atlanta over these final eight games.
Talking all things Braves with the voice of the team, Brandon Godden, here on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game, always doing such a great job with CJ Nikowski and the rest of the crew there on Bally's. All right, when it comes to Matt Olson, my producer and I, a couple of segments ago, were having a little bit of fun because you turn around, he's about to have 30 and 100 again, even though I think in the fans' eyes, Brandon, you think about the struggles more this season than the successes.
Yeah, I think that's right, because he got off to such a slow start and because he had such an amazing year last year, right? He has set the franchise record in homers and in runs driven in. Well, then people say, okay, all right, what can he do for an encore? And then he, like everybody else offensively, just got off to that sluggish start. But now, look, if you wanted him to peak at any time, it's now. And he's starting to hit that fastball, especially up in the zone, so much better. And that was something that he really struggled with through the middle part of the season. So you look at the top of the lineup in particular. We talked about Harris, Albies coming back, and then Ozuna, Olsen, and Soler, who's also been hitting the ball better. Okay, now you're thinking, if those top five, even though yesterday they didn't produce all that much against Miami, they did in Cincinnati, if those top five get rolling with how good this pitching continues to be, if they can get into the postseason, we say it all the time on air, but it's true. It's a team that no other manager would want to face in a series with the pitching that the Braves have.
Any concern about Pierce Johnson? It seems like over the last little bit here, his ERA is up to 3.6. Seems like he's come in some tight spots, and he's given it up a little bit more than he was at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I think it's more just a statistical outlier, honestly, because I don't think there's – he has left that curveball in a couple bad spots, which is unlike him. But his whole body of work still going back to when he became a Brave last year is really good. Yes, he stubbed his toe recently, but I trust that Pierce will get that figured out. And look, even if he can't, let's say that he continues to struggle, the back end of that bullpen is still so darn good with Joe Jimenez, and then obviously how good Raisel Iglesias has been. And Dylan Lee has really emerged as that top lefty out of the bullpen in the absence of A.J. Minter. So you get into a postseason situation, you trust that Chris Sale, Spencer Schwellenbach, these guys can go six innings, and then you can turn it over to whether it's Pierce, whether it's Dylan Lee, and then you get to Joe Jimenez and Raisel Iglesias. That's a dangerous combination of pitchers for any lineup to have to face.
When it comes to the starting rotation, obviously you look at Chris Sale and Reynaldo Lopez, what they've done this year. I know that Lopez, we'll see what we can get from him potentially if the Braves do make a postseason. But at the same time, Brandon, Chris Sale has just been, he leaves you speechless at the end of the day. When you look at the end of the season numbers, just another stroke of genius by Alex Anthopoulos, really.
Essentially, they got him for nothing. And I don't disrespect Vaughn Grissom. I think Vaughn Grissom is going to become a good Major League Baseball player, even though he had his struggles and his injury this year for Boston. But, yeah, Boston had given up on Chris Sale. And Chris Sale basically said, okay, I'll show you that there's a lot left in the tank now at 35 years old. And he's the Cy Young winner. I mean, barring just something crazy here over his last, he'll probably get two more starts. Unless he would just totally implode, which I just cannot see happening. He is such a front runner right now for that Cy Young Award, leading the league in wins and ERA and strikeouts. That's tremendous. I mean, that's something that no Braves pitcher has ever done. No Braves pitcher has ever won that Triple Crown to lead in all those three categories. So it's pretty sensational. When you get to know him as a person, it makes you want to cheer for him even more. He's a bulldog on the field. He's more like a puppy off the field, just a great guy that guys gravitate around and towards. And so, yeah, I couldn't be happier for Chris Sale.
All right, Brandon, before I let you go, the Braves make the postseason if this facet of the game or this particular player has a strong finish to the season?
I think I would look at Ozuna, Olsen, and Soler. I look at 3, 4, 5 in the order. I think the pitching is going to continue to be there, but the Braves are going to need the bats a little bit more, and that meat of the lineup is going to have to produce. And Marcelo Ozuna has done it all season long, even though he hasn't hit as many homers over the last month. He's still hitting for average, second best batting average in the National League, which is just tremendous. So I think if that meat of the order can give the Braves a little bit more of a boost here down the stretch, I really like their chances. And again, it's ultimately, I think, going to come down to those three games against the Mets at Truist Park, and hopefully that place will be rocking and the Braves can get it done.
All right, Brandon, appreciate the time as always. I am at State Farm Arena. We are rocking here right now. We're sending that energy with you against the Miami Marlins tonight. Appreciate it as always.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.